Good morning, good morning. How are you on another fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. You know, as much energy as I've had the last week, I think that there is these three or four weeks, there's like a very specific thing that I've been trying to get done, and it got done, and immediately my energy level is just like, oh, even though I am slammed today. So I'm trying to mentally get through all that. I'm trying to push myself. But I was reading, and this is just this is something, these three verses have hit me, and every time I read them, I just think about them. And if you go to Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21, it says, "There are many devices in a man's heart." And again, the heart is what you think about. That's what makes you you. There are many devices that you think about. "Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord shall stand." We can think of 1,000 different things, but it doesn't mean that they're going to stand. They're going to be erect. They're going to be firm. They can crumble down, but the counsel of God, that is not going anywhere. It's for its firmness. I think there's the one that talks about, "He is my rock. He is my expectation comes from Him." When you rely on God and you're firm with God and you know God's counsel, the thing God says are gonna stand through and be strong. There's a lot of comfort in that. If you go to Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." You got to go to God to direct your steps. And we have many ways that we can figure out where to go and what to do, but it doesn't make them right. But the counsel of the Lord, that's what makes it right. You go to God. In all thy ways, you acknowledge Him, and He shall absolutely direct thy path. Finally, a man's heart, in Proverbs 16:9, "A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord, He directeth his steps." God does not possess. You get to choose in your life where you go, but if you choose God, He's going to direct your steps. And I love that. Those are the three verses every day. They just hit me. I don't know. I just think it's so funny because you think about so many things. There's so many things that go on in my mind, and how inaccurate are most of them. Now, that being said, I was reading in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. It says, "And you who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein once ye walked according to the course of the world," you set your course of life according to the course of the world, "according to the prince of the power of the air, the devil spirit that now worketh in the children of the disobedience," that's the god of this world, the adversary. Verse 3, "among whom we have all had our conversation in times past in lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by natural origin the children of wrath, even as others." God, Jesus Christ, everybody has walked according to the worst of the course of this world. Everybody's walked according to the desires that are in their heart that are antithetical to what God tells us to do. I was reading something else where it talked about how just look to see if your walk glorifies God. This was something that really bothered me for a long time. I didn't understand what the works meant. Like, how do you, if you're working for God, like, how do you do quote unquote good works? Well, when your walk and you set your course of life in a way that glorifies God every day, you think about, is this building God up? Are the things that I'm putting in front of me going to glorify God? I mean, that's it. But we all go through every day. I mean, and minute by minute, it's not like I walk around perfectly glorifying God. It's just, that's what you strive for. But all of us have walked in that carnal nature, the thing that's anti-God, and you know what it is. Everything in the Ten Commandments. You also know the decisions, because godly grief at work worketh a change in your moral position. You know when it's wrong. But are you glorifying God? Is it God that's getting you the job? Is it God that's building your relationship? Is it God that's building your business? I mean, I can't tell you how many times we go to God and ask Him for direction, because I need the comfort. It isn't even because God wants us to glorify Him. It's because I need that. It's actually more of a selfish thing. I can rely on God, knowing that if I go to God and he tells me what to do, I'm not freaked out because, well, God told me to. It makes it way easier. Verse 4, but God, who is rich in active compassion, mercy, that's one of my favorite words in the Bible. Mercy, it's active compassion. He is actively compassionate for you. But God, who is rich in active compassion for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead by sins, hath made us alive or quickened us together with Christ, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ. The thing is we always think, and I always thought, that we're God, that our inheritance is that inheritance in the heavens, God's our inheritance. But I want you to know that it says that we are God's inheritance. You are God's inheritance. That's how much he cares for you. That's how much he treasures you. He's going to do all this to glory. He's just the love that he has for us, the love that he has for his children. He does not even count you. He doesn't call you a servant. He calls you a child, his child, a son of God. Don't forget who you are in this life. You're righteous, upright in God's eyes the moment you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, and there is nothing that can change that. Be thankful for the moments of your life. Have a great day today. Pray the big prayers. Pray the small prayers. But when you pray, you always pray to God. You never pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Yeah, when the fog horn blows, I wanna hear it. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everything you do for us and how you do it. I'm very grateful for the moments. I pray for today. This is a big day that you get me through this chair, and that there's no mistakes, and that it's a blessing, and that they're beautiful, and that the ottoman comes out right. I thank you for just having support. I thank you for bringing me up in a place that always had support. I pray for those people who don't have support, that you just take care of them and bless them and let them know that you're there with them. I'm thankful for the moments again of my life, and for the people that you've surrounded me with, for the business we have, for the family I have, and just each and every one of your believers. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.